Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, every Friday afternoon over the summer period, we bring in one of our, famous voices, faces for a chat to reminisce about their summer memories from years gone by. And today's the turn of broadcaster and fashion columnist Aaron Kennedy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great. We were just talking about monkfish and we got cut off right in the middle of it. So apparently, now I'm not sure if this is 100% accurate.
If you're going to turn me off fish, right, or monkfish, I don't want to hear it.
There's been a big branding campaign for the names of many a fish. And I think monkfish used to be called slimehead or something like that. But if you Google it, you see, no one's going to order, can I have a fillet of slimehead?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm going to continue to bury my head in the sand.
Someone will know.
This is the off-air in between the ad break chat that happens. Darren's telling me about his plans for the weekend. But whatever about your plans for this weekend, I want to know about your chat to you about the summer and summer memories. And tell me about your first summer memory, Darren.
Do you know what? I was thinking about this, and actually my very first kind of summer holiday memory is I must have been about six at the time, maybe five and a half, six, because my sister hadn't arrived yet. And she's literally just over 6 years younger than me. And we packed up the camper van and we headed on an adventure.
Brilliant.
Myself, my mum and dad, and my brother, and we ended up in County Clare. And it pissed rain for the entire
just
time.
Just like
we
today
were
in like, the summer.
I remember we were filling up pots trying to empty them. But of course, as a six-year-old, this was the greatest adventure known to mankind.
Yeah.
And I used to spend my day in the fields catching frogs and toads, making friends. And it was just the best fun.
You're Dublin.
I am.
Born and bred.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Clare in a camper van.
Yeah, it was a dream. Like
30-odd years ago is amazing adventure.
Yeah, 100%. And I was always a kid who loved the outdoors. I was always found climbing trees or, you know, in ponds or in rivers. Most of the time on my own, actually. I was very, very, enjoyed kind of that time. And we used to go down the country. I have family in, a family in various places, but Knocknagoshal and County Kerry. People might know it's not too far from Tralee. And then Tipperary and then Wexford. But we'd spend most of our time kind of in, you know, Kerry, Clare, Tipperary. And it was just so much fun. But, you know, when you think back to those days, it's like the days never ended.
Yeah.
They just went on forever and ever.
I was always so jealous of people who went on holidays and had camper vans and caravans.
I'm
so jealous.
It wasn't fancy in any way, shape or form. Like it wasn't a caravan. And it kind of, my memory of it is, it kind of collapsed down into
one of those Volkswagen ones.
Yeah, like it was a trailer that you added onto the back of the car.
Okay, yeah.
And I think at the time my dad had a Volkswagen Beetle, I remember one day it was so clapped out. We were driving along and it was so rusted and kind of falling apart at the end. I remember shouting to my dad, "Dad, I can see the road," like in between my feet. Because it was so corroded. And he's like, "Yeah, son, keep your feet up."
Yeah.
Like that was part of it. And if it rained, you know, the water was getting in.
This is before the year of the NCD, you see.
I know.
Yeah.
And that car was grand. Could have got another few years out of it.
Your best summer memory, your best summer holiday, I should say, ever.
So, again, it's from when I think I was 12. I
love the childhood memories.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I've loads of brilliant adult memories, but they're easy. I was 12 and we went off to Santa Ponsa for 3 weeks.
Wow, on a family holiday.
On a family holiday. It was the first time ever that we'd gone for 3 weeks. And I don't know what had happened, but anyway, we went.
Won
I didn't ask any questions. Well, I wish. And it was Santa Ponsa. And it was, honestly, I remember getting back onto the plane to leave after 3 weeks and I cried.
Yeah.
Because I kind of felt we'd moved to Spain.
You were happy enough
I was so up. Happy and you were spending your day like, you know, swimming in the sea and lying by the pool and just running around carefree. And it was just so much fun. And we had the crack. Like, I'll say that about like mom and dad and, you know, it's my dad's celebrating a big birthday in the next couple of weeks. And they're together, I think, 47, 48 years.
Lovely.
But they still have the crack.
Yeah.
And you kind of look at it and go, that's what it's about, isn't it?
That's the perfect ideal. Mm. Yeah, relationship. Were you a summer job kind of person?
Yes. When I was like 9, 10, 11, I used to do a paper round with my brother. Mm. We'd paint fences around where we lived. We'd knock on the doors and ask if people wanted their fences varnished because they were wooden.
Yeah.
And we'd cook grass. And then when I was 13, I got my first full-time summer job. My brother was working in the Maxall garage on the old airport road and he was a trainee mechanic.
Right.
And they needed someone to wash the cars because they had this agreement with all the big car hire companies. So as the cars came back and returned, they had to be cleaned, fueled up. So they'd all come down and it was like a conveyor belt. And it was, I'll tell you now, it was backbreaking. And I used to be up there every morning at 8, get the bus up. I'd be there, open the shop at 8 a.m.
Brilliant.
And do it till 5 p.m. and I've never not worked since.
Constantly from the young age.
I've always had a job because you know what it did for me? Yeah. It gave me, I was getting cash in hand, which, you know. No, I wasn't.
Taxman's not listening, don't worry.
I was getting, you know, and it just gave me this incredible sense of freedom.
Yeah.
So from the age of 13, I really didn't have to ask my parents for money to go to cinema or McDonald's or any of that.
Taste for it.
Taste for it.
It's great.
And then I knew something was brewing, you know. I knew something was brewing. I knew I'd need independence. So yeah, it stuck.
Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht, Darren?
I never went to the Gaeltacht.
No.
But what I did do was I went to French college.
Oh, brilliant. Where did you do that?
In two places. One of them was in Multifarnham. In is it
Wilson's
Mullingar?
College. Yes, yeah. I went to German college there.
Did you? So you know exactly. Well, here's
I
what
I know
happened.
Exactly where you're talking about.
I wanted to go. I loved French. And I remember my dad had instilled this in me from a very young age. You know, learn a European language, you'll do well.
Good advice.
And I just took to French straight away. And I said to mum and dad, I'd love to go to French college. I was doing well. And I came home, I had the literature. And I remember it was £500.
Yeah.
And mum and dad said, we'd love to send you son, but we can't afford that. Like, we've got two other kids. That's not on the agenda. And they could obviously see that I was very upset. And they said to me, tell you what, if you earn half and save half, we'll put the other half towards it.
Right.
And they did. And I went to Multifarnham. And then the next year I went back as an animateur, which is like, essentially I got to work there. And I got like my board and everything for free. So I got to go back the next year for free twice.
Brilliant.
And loved it. Absolutely loved it.
There's, that has actually stood to you because you're fluent French now, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. I went and studied in Bordeaux University. And then when I graduated from college, I worked for, I did the IBEC EOP program, people might know. And I worked for Tourism Ireland in Paris for a year, selling Ireland to the French, which was an easy sell.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the crack. They were like, you'll travel around France and go to these trade fairs and talk to people. Yeah. I was like, happy days, sign me up.
Absolutely.
And actually, it's funny. I've reconnected with some of those people very, very recently. And I love it. I love language. You know, I've taken Spanish back up again. Okay. I've learned some Portuguese. It's a great insight into how people think and culture.
But it's lovely how it came about, you know, just off the back of your general interest from school and something from French college.
Yeah.
Those in Multifarnham will be delighted now, Darren, to hear and to see where you've gone with that. If you were to ever win the lotto, have you a dream holiday destination?
You know, someone was talking, I was in an Uber the other day and someone said, have you done the lotto? I'm like, no, I never do the lotto. So I don't even think about winning it. If I were to win it, so if money was...
No object.
No
you can
object.
Holiday wherever you want.
Well, it would be a bit of a grand tour. I would go to St. Bart's. I was there for the first time a couple of years ago and it's absolutely incredible.
Right.
It feels like a little bit of heaven on earth. It genuinely does. And I've been to lots of like beautiful places, but there's something special about that island. Then I would go to Borneo because I was in Indonesia and I never made it to Borneo to see the orangutans in the wild. And I'm so disappointed. And then I would love to go to Madagascar. Which I believe is just its own. I love animals and nature and all that, and its own unique ecosystem. And it's a bit of a schlep to get to. So I think I'd want to do it, you know, just plonk
me down. You need a couple of months off.
Plonk me down on a helicopter or something.
Yeah, really enjoy this. Do you have a favourite person to holiday with, Darren?
I do. Her name is Anna. And she's one of my best friends. And for a long time, we've holidayed together. Normally over New Year's.
Time to go on holidays.
Yeah, we got into the habit of just packing up around the 28th and heading off somewhere nice. And the two of us were unconstrained. And we'd go off somewhere sunny and just have the crack and just very easy. One of my favourite trips, and I've since done it, was a trip along the Pacific Coast Highway in California, the PCH Highway 101. It is incredible. I had done it at work. I did a travel show for Channel 5 a few years ago. And I remember doing this and I was like, oh my God, this is the dream. And a year and a half later, we went back and did it together and it was just so much fun.
Is there any truth to the fact that if you fly overnight on New Year's Eve towards the late flights, significantly cheaper?
Do you know, I'm not really sure.
I always hear this.
The last time we went, we went to Cape Town and we landed in Cape Town at 2 hours before midnight.
Brilliant.
Their time.
Nice.
And we found a little bar and we had a little drink and we were in bed an hour later. Was it cheaper? I mean, it probably was if we flew that.
People always tell me this, but I'm yet to find out. So maybe that's...
Well, listen, if you can hold off, but we never could. If you can hold off until the 5th of January, everything's cheaper. Because most people are back to school and, you know, the holidays are over. Yeah.
Three things you cannot holiday without. Three items.
Oh, God. Totally forgot this one. Well, my phone, obviously, need that. You know, I don't actually need very much. I remember I went
to... Do you read on holidays?
Sometimes.
I don't.
Do you know what? Sometimes
just work.
I'll devour it. We see you read all the time. I don't.
Every
now and again, I'll read a book.
Yeah.
And if I get a book and I love it and I'll enjoy it on the beach. But my phone, my AirPods.
Yeah.
Because I listen to a lot of music. Love it. And just a bloody sense of adventure.
Yeah.
And just go and enjoy it. Like, I went to Australia for 48 hours for the Melbourne Cup a couple of years ago. And I had packed all my
finery. You went to Australia for the 48 hours or just to Melbourne?
To Australia. Yeah, it was with work.
For like a weekend?
Well, for the Melbourne Cup, for the big thing. Yeah, I know, it was bonkers when I think about it. For 48 hours. And of course, 2 days before I went, I got the baggage allowance. I was like, oh, and I was so busy at the time. I'm like, grand, I can bring so much stuff, I don't have to think about it. Loaded all my favourite suits in, my favourite shoes, all my favourite bits.
Yeah.
Arrive in Melbourne, my bag did not arrive. So I'm there for 48 hours with no suitcase. So I realised I actually don't need very much.
Yeah, you can always manage. Look, I have to ask you, because we do ask everyone about their favourite holiday song and what it reminds you of. But you were in LA recently. What's the connection with Selling Sunset?
Oh, I was filming with Chrishell. So at the moment, I'm filming a new strand for Lorraine on ITV called Celebrity Closets. And I'm delving inside the closets of some very interesting people with some very fabulous homes. Chrishell Stouse, who people will know from Selling Sunset.
I love it.
Yeah,
Blue Trish. Yeah,
oh, there you go, Chrishell. So we got an exclusive in her brand new wardrobe. She used the proceeds from selling her engagement ring or her wedding ring from the fella who moved on.
Yeah, that happened early on.
Yeah, as a deposit to buy the house. So I was like, fair play to you. Yeah. And she's great. She's lovely.
We had Mary Fitzgerald on the show here last year when she was over in Dublin. From Selling Sunset.
Oh, yes.
We had them both on. Yeah, with them in studio. It was great. Yeah, and I'm such a fan, it's the only probably reality TV programme I have ever truly adored and been totally addicted to.
Well, it's property porn, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Property porn with a bit of drama.
So, like, can you tell us anything about what's inside the closets of some of these, the celebrities that you've seen, their best items? I mean, like...
Well, listen, a lot of them, I mean, we did Nicole Scherzinger and her wardrobe was dripping with beautiful, beautiful bags and shoes and of them never worn. And I remember I picked up one. It was a little Jacquemus bag. So anyone who's Jacquemus is like the biggest brand at the moment. And Jacquemus, if you Google him now, he's fine on the eye as well.
Right.
And if you're not interested in bags, you'd be interested in him. Right. It's a win-win. And she opens the bag. She goes, oh yeah, this was gifted to me, blah, blah. And there's this gorgeous pair of earrings inside. Stop. That must have been worth a couple of grand. And you kind of go, that's gas.
This is like, the life, yeah.
But you know what I have to say? They've all been, you know, really, really grounded. Yeah. I mean, even with Chrishell, because the news had just broken. So we got her a couple of weeks before the launch of the new season. The news had just broken about her and G Flip. For anyone who doesn't know, G Flip is their non-binary partner now.
Yeah,
they're married.
Yeah.
And the big thing was, you cannot mention G Flip. You cannot talk about relationships. None of that. And she brought it up. So we went to town on it.
Why not?
Grand.
Have the crack.
Oh my God, this song brings me back.
This is your summer song.
This is the song.
Why?
This is the rhythm of the night. This is when I moved to Mallorca when I was 12, this was the song that was out at the time.
Summer.
And this was just euphoria.
Well, we always leave listeners with our celebrity summer memory series guests' chosen song. And it's Darren Kennedy's this week. Listen, it's been a pleasure to have you in.
Let's get
you can't see Darren dancing here in the background. Listen, thanks a million for joining
us.
Have a great bank holiday weekend. We'll chat Tuesday at midday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.